But he likes animals more.
Did you ever use those little false eggs to fool the chicken when she was starting to?
Oh, yes. Nest eggs?
What were they usually made of? Were they made out of this
china, weren't they?
It was a glass. White.
Weren't they called china eggs sometimes?
Yeah, I guess they would call china. It was ceramics somewhere around there. But some of them looked white, like glass, was frosted inside, but it was just white.
Mama raised a chicken on back incubator a great deal too.
Yes.
Incubator trays.
Was it electric?
No, it was oil, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oil.
Oil, I mean kerosene?
Kerosene oil. The cheap incubator on eggs.
Well, my stepmother raised them by sailing. She must have fooled things like that. And she raised pigeons for a while, one time. But they got so, I mean, she got so intense over them, and she took them one at a time. And she got so worried over them, things went wrong. And all. And someone gave us, some of the friends was having break up their home, and they gave us a whole, I guess about 20 ducks. They were awfully cute little ducks. No, they were grown. They were awful.
That was in the 1950s.
I know it. And then we had all those ducks.
Oh, they were the cutest things, though. We had a garbage can top and put the water in it, and those little ducks just had it.
We had all the time with them.
And then Mama raised turkeys.
And then she raised
chickens along with her chickens. She had
turkey eggs and put them on her hand. And then we had those great little beautiful turkeys out there. We had little pens for them, each one separate. Then they would fight through those things, and I know one morning we were getting ready for work, and I heard Mama call and help. And looked down the bathroom window, the closest place we could get to was there, and she was down there, and the turkey knocked her over, and she was down. He was knocked right down. And we flew down the steps, got out there, and about that time, one of the turkeys got his snoop. Through the wire, and he thought he was had hold of somebody else, and instead he had paws and all through that wire, and he wouldn't turn loose, and he couldn't get. We had to wait all the time. So that night, when Daddy came home, he heard Vaughn go and drop Mama down, and they had such a time. He said, to the ball, and to the market they go. Well, at that time, there was a market, and he bundled those things up the next morning.
Well, they sold their eggs to a regular egg producing place here in Miami, so it wasn't hard to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
They sold turkeys and
ducks and everything.
But he got rid of the ducks and the turkeys and the chickens and all worked. What a nuisance.
So you had horses, mules, turkeys, ducks, chickens, cats, dogs?
Yeah, calves.
Calves?
Mm-hmm. Colts.
Colts?
This blind there we had the keys. Old Cole, Tommy, we called him. We raised him until he was grown.
Let me ask you now, you were talking about the mare now, name for a female horse. Now, what name would they use for a male horse?
Oh, we had one old horse was named Blossom. And he was evidently named back there for Governor Blossom. But he was one of these draft horses. Daddy used him for the heavy lumber drawing and the teams, long bodied teams. And his feet were like that. And sometimes on holidays or on days that the horses were home, the children were home, when we were in our team, we would get those horses and ride them down to the bay and ride them out into the bay and soap them good and wash them. And we would dive off of their backs on the end of the bay and swim.
Were they fairly docile in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they love the water.
They loved it. And they just loved it.
And now, hot days, they cooled them off.
We'd come back for a hot cake breakfast.